USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Some Michigan cities are under 5 feet or more of water after rivers overflowed from heavy rains and at least two dams breaching. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Our first responders and local emergency response officials and members of the Michigan National Guard and the Michigan State Police have been working through the night to help people get to shelter.
She says the flooding and ongoing coronavirus pandemic are straining their resources. The Government Accountability Office is now out with a new report that found that prior to the coronavirus pandemic, 82% of nursing homes surveyed were cited for infection prevention and control deficiencies, including the failure to isolate sick residents. In addition, about half of these homes had persistent problems and were cited across multiple years. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
With the latest on the fallout from the firing of a federal government watchdog, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo still being pressed about a growing controversy concerning the firing by President Trump of an independent government watchdog at the State Department.
The president has the unilateral right to choose who he wants to be his inspector general at every agency in the federal government.
Pompeo telling a briefing this morning he should have recommended the firing of Department Inspector General Steve Linnick some time ago, though he did not elaborate. Linnick was reportedly investigating some of Pompeo's actions and conduct. Pompeo called some reports about the investigations crazy and rejected the assertions that the firing was some sort of political retaliation. Pompeo did ask Trump to fire Linnick, and the president complied, but the firing has raised bipartisan concerns on Capitol Hill.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
World Health Organization Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus said Wednesday marked a grim milestone in the coronavirus pandemic, the largest single-day total of confirmed cases. He said public health officials reported 106 cases of the virus in the past 24 hours, two-thirds of which came from four countries. The United States, Russia, Brazil, and Britain account for the most confirmed cases, according to Johns Hopkins University. As countries conduct more testing and more positive results are returned, the globe is likely to surpass 5 million cases over the next 24 hours. The global tracker at Johns Hopkins University said worldwide there's at least 326,000 deaths. Ghebreyesus said they're very concerned about rising cases in low- and middle-income countries. Dr. Mike Ryan, the executive director of WHO's emergency program, warned people not to use hydroxychloroquine for coronavirus treatment or prevention. His comments on the malaria drug came 2 days after President Trump told reporters he's taking the drug to prevent COVID-19. Scientific studies shows there's little evidence the drug successfully treats the virus, and the FDA warned it causes serious, potentially life-threatening side effects, including heart rhythm problems. The president said he'll discontinue using the drug in a few days. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.